everybody, and welcome to another weekly update from myself, Sarah Lean. So in terms of Azure news, there is something that I wanted to cover off that I actually missed last week, and that's the Azure Cost Management team have released a bunch of learning modules on Microsoft Learn to help you look at trying to save some money and how to manage your budget. And there's some great tips and tricks that you'll find useful on how to manage your budget and how to make it go that little bit further. So I'll post some links in the description below, so please do check that out and see if you can learn something new from the team there. So yeah, that's a good one. The other update that we've had recently is a September update to the portal. Now I know we're in October, but the team released a September update to the Azure portal, and there's a bunch of new things happening within the portal. I think one of the things that I remember reading off the list was that some of the dashboard refresh times have changed slightly. So again, I'll post some links in the description below in order to help you catch up with all of that. Now, the last bit of news that I want to cover off, and I hopefully will get this right, is that we now have support within Azure Monitor to pull in the metrics that you're collecting from your Arc-enabled Kubernetes servers into Azure Monitor for containers, which is a real mouthful, but I think it's going to enable those people who are using containers and Kubernetes to use Azure Monitor with their Azure Arc servers that are not natively on the cloud. So that sounds like a good offering, but yeah. So that's the Azure news. For me, this week has been really busy working on a project. I am part of a project that our corp team are running from Seattle. I was brought on about a week or two later than everybody else, so I'm rushing to catch up, and today is deadline day for a lot of things that we have to have in. So I am definitely going to be keeping this one a bit short because I am scrambling to meet that deadline, although I'm really excited about what this project is going to look like. It's coming out in November, so you won't have long to wait in terms of seeing what it is. I can't mention it now. I actually don't know if I can mention it now, but it's coming out in November. Also, this month for me is all about trying to get the promotion for the Glasgow Azure user group this month happening. We are having a meetup at the end of the month. It's virtual. Anyone is welcome to join us. We have two awesome speakers talking about DevOps topics and the product and the culture and all of the things that go around all of DevOps. And I do have exciting news about who's coming to speak for us or with us in December. So definitely check us out. Check out our website, check out our Twitter account, sign up for the newsletter, and hopefully we'll see you in October or December as well. So yeah, that's two bits of news. I have a lot of speaking engagements this month. I can't remember how many. I have closed my public speaking diary for the year. I am going to commit to the ones that I've got in the diary. I've got, like I said, I've got a few this month. I've got a couple in November, and I think I've got one in December. So yeah, I love public speaking. I absolutely enjoy interacting with the community and the energy that I get off it. Last night I had a great meetup with the Azure Meetup Cologne group based in Germany, and they were super friendly, and I came off the call buzzing from the energy that I got from the meetup. But doing these meetups takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of time out of working hours as well. And there are a few projects that I want to work on at home, and there are also a few projects that I need to concentrate on during the work hours. So yeah, I love my public speaking, and unfortunately my diary is now closed this year, but please do reach out to me if you want me to speak next year. Happy to absolutely talk about those dates and get that scheduled in as well. But anyway, I can't ramble on too much because I need to go and work on the work I need to do for this deadline. So thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you in the next one.